This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk, with Reverend Jennifer Hadley, a beloved teacher of the Course, who has helped thousands learn how to express their beliefs from moment to moment in their everyday lives. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour. Good morning. It's definitely morning here. I'm in Hawaii. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm so happy to join with you today. Our topic is releasing barriers to love. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and I'm inviting you to place your hand on your heart. And together, we are going to bless ourselves and say a prayer. We're going to connect here with the higher Holy Spirit self. Hand on my heart, I take this breath of love and gratitude, and I open my heart, I open my mind to the higher Holy Spirit self. I am willing to release all barriers to love, all illusions of barriers to love, anything that I've latched onto in my mind that no longer serves my life of love, that acts as a block to love, let it be gone. I give it to the Holy Spirit to do the heavy lifting. Breathing in love, breathing out gratitude, I'm grateful to recognize and remember I am that I am. And I am willing to be my true self. I am grateful and thankful for the healing that this brings. I'm grateful and thankful to choose healing this day. I'm grateful and thankful to walk a path of love with all my brothers and sisters. We're going home. In grace and in gratitude, we share the benefits with everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we joyfully allow it to be. We let it be. And so it is. Amen. 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 So, as I often do, I have different methods for discerning the topic of the radio show. Sometimes it just comes right into my mind. And what I did this for this week's show was to just open the book and see what I saw. And so, as God would have it, it opened to one of my favorite passages, which is chapter 16, section 4, which is the illusion and the reality of love, paragraph 6. It's my page 338. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. All right. I love this. It's not necessary to seek for what is true, but it is necessary to seek for what is false. Every illusion is one of fear, whatever form it takes. And the attempt to escape from one illusion into another must fail. If you seek love outside yourself, you can be certain that you perceive hatred within and are afraid of it. So if you seek love outside yourself, you can be certain that you perceive hatred within and are afraid of love. Well, of course, the special relationship is the primary way that we seek for love outside of ourselves. And special relationships come in many, many forms, but they're all the same. You can have a special relationship with your dog. However, I don't know that your dog can have a special relationship with you. But we can have a special relationship with a grandchild, with a friend, with a coworker. We can have special relationships all over the place. So what defines a special relationship? To me, this is how I describe it, because this is the way it makes really good sense to me. A special relationship is this idea that you're my port in the storm. You're my comfort in the storm. You're my shelter in the storm. You validate me. You complete me. Now, the truth is, we're already complete because we're all one and we always have been and we always will be. So the completion has never been interrupted. We've never been incomplete. We can feel incomplete when we cherish special relationships. Then we'll always feel incomplete. How crazy is that? When we choose special relationships, which we think are there to complete us, we'll always feel complete. I've known people who were feeling desperately alone and lonely, and it was horrible for them. What they didn't seem to realize was that the aloneness was in their mind. And that feeling of aloneness is because of the barriers to love. So the biggest barrier to love is specialness. It really is. So let's look at that specialness. And if you can identify any place in your life where you're hoping to be special, where you're really hoping to be recognized and to be thought of as special. If you can think of any place in your life where you feel unappreciated or underappreciated, then what you're looking for to fill that hole might be specialness. Because if you're feeling unappreciated, you really are looking for specialness. People who feel unappreciated, the thing that makes them feel appreciated is that feeling of specialness. You think I'm special. Because when we're giving truly from love and we're divinely guided and sharing from the overflow of love in our heart, there's nothing we'd like in return, including appreciation. But when we have blocks to love, we're looking for specialness and we're looking for appreciation. I love that there are these obvious neon signs about where the blocks to love are. So specialness in all its forms, including looking for or wishing for appreciation and recognition, are blocks to love. They are barriers to love. Now, some people might hear me say that, listening to this radio show, and think, okay, I know that. The thing is, are you searching your mind for the barriers and the blocks, so that you can uproot them and by giving them to the Holy Spirit for healing. So this is why I invite you to keep a notebook, to keep track. Now, for many people, that can seem overwhelming. Oh my God, all I would do all day long is write the blocks to love in that notebook. And every time I did, I would feel like a failure. Well, if that's the approach, if the approach was simply to make a list of them without engaging with the Holy Spirit to do the heavy lifting, yeah, I could see where that would be overwhelming and crushing to the ego. But to the Spirit, it's freedom. It's liberation. Releasing the blocks to love through recognizing them and handing them over to the Holy Spirit is not crushing or hard or unbearable to the Spirit, only to the ego. So if it seems too big, too much, then know this, you're identified with the ego. You can switch identification and it gets a whole lot easier. Are you willing to do that now? So some people keep a list in their phone. Some people keep a list on paper. You can do both. You can make a list in your phone, transfer it to paper, whatever it takes. But just think of that. Every time you discover a barrier to love, a block to love in your mind, write it down and give it to the Holy Spirit. You can have an altar in your home. It doesn't take much to have an altar. If you've got a white candle, glass of water, you've got an altar. You don't have to create anything special. You can. It's enjoyable. It's fun to do that. Place it on the altar. Physically, visibly, put it on the altar. So one of the things you can do is you can write them down and place them on the altar and say, these things I give to God. You can have a box where you put the things that you're giving to the Holy Spirit. You can have a jar, God box, God jar. You can buy a special box, a special jar to just affirm, oh, this practice is important to me. This is valuable to me. I'm investing in this. The more you invest, the more you will see the results. So looking for ways that you're seeking for specialness. You know, and specialness just comes up in the craziest ways. So in my own communing with the Holy Spirit, to look for ways for specialness, sometimes it can be when you tell people, hey, guess what I found? Hey, guess what I did? Specialness doesn't have to be. It can be delight, can be joy, but it can also be specialness. So looking for specialness in your motivation, you're looking for the barriers to love. Because sometimes the barriers to love that are really obvious to us, for instance, we are looking for someone to say, I'm sorry first. Well, the big block to love there is our own unforgiveness, resentment, regret, thoughts of revenge. Those are really obvious barriers and blocks to love. But sometimes we don't want to give those up. No. Those, I have a right to be angry about that. I'm never going to forgive that. These are all thoughts and feelings that I've had so many times. So I understand them very, very well. And I know how much pain and suffering they create. One thing that is an obvious barrier to love is when we avoid contact, when we avoid looking someone in the eye, when we avoid being kind or caring, you know, I'm not a big texter. but I do text with a few people in my life. Sometimes it's very helpful, a way to communicate, and of course, emailing and different ways that we send messages where there's no sound and you can't hear the sound of the voice. Sometimes I think that I feel energy coming towards me that feels like a block to love when a person, instead of saying, sure, exclamation point, when you ask them, hey, could you help me with this? Sure, exclamation point, or a smiley face, or a heart, or something like that. It's just a little two-letter, okay. Okay. Feels so flat to me. What does that mean? Of course, we don't know what it means if we don't ask the person. But it feels sometimes like the person is really withholding love. So withholding that connection, withholding that spark of warmth. And I certainly am an expert at that because I used to do it all the time. Withholding love was one of the main ways that I made barriers to love in my heart. No, I'm not going to go the extra mile for them. No, they don't deserve my kindness. I don't even need to say thank you to them. Or I could say thanks, you know, in a curt, unkind way. These are all the barriers to love. And every single one of them is the way that we say, I choose the world I made. I choose my own personal hell rather than heaven. That's what I choose. Yep, seeking after specialness and just avoiding the connection, the loving connection, the kindness connection, the gentleness connection, the generosity connection that's available to us all the time. Are we only going to give when we're getting something in return? Are we giving to get validation, recognition, appreciation? These are the barriers to love. Because when we're giving to get, we're assuming that we don't already have. Therefore, we've got a big block to love. Just listening here to Spirit. Your task is not to seek for love. Because that is what we are, right? We are love. So our task is to seek and find all of the barriers within yourself that you've built against it. If you seek love outside yourself, you can be certain that you perceive hatred within and are afraid of it. So when we're going after this special relationship to complete us, to be that shelter in the storm, where is the storm located? We might think it's out in the world, but it's actually within. It's that hatred within. That's what we're running from. But we can run, but we cannot hide from it. And we know that. That's why we seek for so many special relationships to drown out the storm. Now, if we're seeking shelter in the storm as a way of coping and managing with our life, with the fear, then one of the things that we're doing is we're constantly making the storm real. So what's that going to do? It's going to increase the storm. It's going to keep it going. And it just brings more and more suffering. So the end of suffering is the end of these barriers to love. So making a list of them and offering them to the Holy Spirit is our way out of suffering. Yeah, and sometimes it's a shock to the system that we have so many barriers to love. But you know what? I just learned to be so grateful for everyone I could find because I'm looking to get them all off my plate and onto the Holy Spirit's plate. That's my strategy. remembering my true identity. So I'm Jennifer Hadley, and I have a free class for you this week. You can find out about it at jenniferhadley.com on the events page. It's 7 steps to interrupt the patterns of fear. It's a totally free class. 7 steps to interrupt the patterns of fear. jenniferhadley.com on the events page. Register. It's free, but you do have to register. And please tell a friend if you know they're struggling with fear. You're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio. We're living the love, we're walking the talk, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, living the love, walking the talk. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application as we return to A Course in Miracles, living the love, walking the talk.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and we're talking about A Course in Miracles, the barriers to love, releasing them. And I realized just at the end of the last segment that I would like to tell you about my free class this week, and that is 7 simple steps to interrupt the patterns of fear. And these really work. They were life-changing for me, and you can learn to do them really quickly and easily, and it makes a huge difference in your life. And sometimes it's really helpful just to realize these 7 simple steps to interrupting the patterns of fear. I've got all the power in these steps. Because I don't know about you, but when I used to feel afraid, I used to feel bad and wrong. Like, if I wasn't bad and wrong, I wouldn't feel afraid. And I would feel helpless and hopeless. And I also would feel spiritually stupid and want to give up. And I would think, oh, this stuff works for everybody, but not for me. There's something wrong with me. So interrupting those patterns of fear is really, really critical to our spiritual awakening, our success, our freedom, our happiness, our joy. So all you have to do is go to jenniferhadley.com and look on the events page, and you can click through and you can register right there at jenniferhadley.com. On the events page. The sun is rising here in Kauai, and we're talking about the releasing the barriers to love. So, I was saying in the last segment, looking for all the ways that we seek to be special. That's very helpful, releasing those to the Holy Spirit for healing. And all the ways that we avoid connection, where we avoid saying hello to someone, oftentimes that can be something. We just avoid being kind, being a little bit sweet or generous, patient, thoughtful. These are obvious barriers to love, any place where we're avoiding connection. Because remember, we're one with everyone, and it's our opening our heart to truly welcome the awareness of oneness that is our liberation. So this is why forgiveness is our best tool in that. Now, another thing is that it says here, I love this. This is chapter 14, section 4, paragraph 4. It's the section entitled, Your Function in the Atonement, page 279. God breaks no barriers, neither did he make them. God breaks no barriers, neither did he make them. When you release them, they are gone. God will not fail, nor never has in anything. decide that God is right and you are wrong about yourself. God created you out of himself, but still within him. He knows what you are. Remember that there is no second to God. There cannot, therefore, be anyone without his holiness, nor anyone unworthy of his perfect love. Fail not in your function of loving in a loveless place, made out of darkness and deceit. For thus are darkness and deceit undone. Fail not yourself, but instead offer to God and you his blameless son. For this small gift of appreciation for his love, God will himself exchange your gift for his. So when we gratefully make an offering of the blocks to love to the Holy Spirit, we're truly saying, I'm going to give you these gifts, if you will, these gifts, because they are a gift to the Holy Spirit when we give the blocks of to love over. I'm going to give you this in exchange for remembrance of my true identity. I'm going to give you this in exchange for removing all my guilt and shame and blame and regret and resentment and jealousy and thoughts of revenge, unworthiness, sadness, despair. Isn't that the most incredible deal ever? All we have to do is give over the meaning that we have made of things. That's the specialness. When you release them, they are gone. God will not fail. So that's what all we have to do is release them. God will not fail. Now, I say this all the time. I say this every week in this radio show. However, have you got anything you haven't released yet? Exactly. So let's get to it. Let's get to it so we can fulfill our function. Okay, one of the big blocks to love is false idols. These are major barriers to love and idolization. False idols, anything that you're worshiping instead of God, right? Above God. So false idols can be your loved one. They can be that special relationship. In fact, they are that special relationship. So no more false idols, no more idolization. Anything that you idolize, including everything that you've made in this world, lots of graven images, lots of false idols, because this is the whole thing that really created this, or not created, but made this experience that we're having, is we became enamored of the meaning we made of things. We became enamored of the world we made. And we did that identified with a separate self. And so we actually chose to have in our mind this life of separateness. So we've explored it to the nth degree, and now we're coming home. So let's give up all the meaning that we have made of things. And this is where A Course in Miracles begins, right? Begins with recognizing everything I see only has the meaning that I have given it. So I can give all of that to the Holy Spirit and say, I don't know what anything is for. But I'd like to. I'd like to see beyond the meaning that I've made of it. I'd like to experience beyond the meaning I've made of it. I'd like to be restored to my right mind. I'd like to remember my true identity is perfect love. So, you know, this is what A Course in Miracles tells us over and over and over again, that we have so much trouble believing. And it's decide that God is right and you are wrong about yourself. He knows what you are. Therefore, there cannot be anyone without his holiness, nor anyone unworthy of his perfect love. Now, in order to believe that and to remember, to truly know that there is no one unworthy of God's perfect love, and that every choice that we've ever made for separation, whether it was murder, revenge, self-destruction, it doesn't matter. At this point, it's our job to forgive it. What does forgiveness really mean? It means surrendering the meaning that we have made of it, offering it to the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit cannot take anything from us that we still value. So if you value the painful meaning that you have made of the past, you can cling to it for as long as you like. But more and more of us are doing this forgiveness work. We're releasing the meaning we've made of it. We're realizing that the meaning we've made of it has created this experience that feels like hell, and we're done with it. We've learned all we can learn from projection. It's the same error made again and again. These are the barriers to love, the blocks to love. The same error made again and again. Choosing separation. So everywhere you've got a false idol in your life, everywhere you're idolizing something, it can be seem to be negative or positive. So special love, special hate, same thing. Special love, special hate, same thing. It's a barrier to love. It's a barrier to healing. It's a barrier to prosperity. It's a barrier to freedom. It's a barrier to joy. So many light workers struggle because they don't feel joy and freedom in their heart. The false idols, the avoiding connection, the cherishing specialness, the resentment, looking for appreciation and recognition, all of that. It's blocks to love, it's blocks to joy, it's blocks to healing, blocks to prosperity. Barriers are the meaning that we make of things. Now, one of the crucial things that we have made a negative meaning of is love. We've really come to believe that love is specialness. If you love me, then you will this, then you will that. We've got to move out of thinking that love equals anything in the world of form. Instead, let us seek to identify the blocks to love and surrender them to the Holy Spirit. So one of the ways that I do it is I say, oh, I realize that I've made watching this TV show a false idol. It's more important. Oh, I realize rather than connect with people, I would isolate. Oh, I've realized that I'm angry that they don't appreciate me and recognize me. These are the barriers to love that I can offer to the Holy Spirit. And writing them down really helps because it shines the light of our awareness on them. And awareness is curative because without all the false idols, without all the meaning and interpretation that we have made of things, there's just a pure light. But in this world of projection, what we do is we literally shine the light of our awareness through these interpretations, these opinions, the judgments, the meaning that we've made of things, the projection of the false idols. We shine the light of our awareness through all these concepts, these thoughts, these beliefs, in order to see them writ large upon the screen of our life. So we know that we're looking at projection when we're upset, when we're irritated, when we're frustrated. Then what we're seeing on the screen in our mind, in our life, is the meaning that we've made of things. And oftentimes, it's the meaning that we have made of love that is the very most painful for us. So if you're having a painful experience, it's a wrong perspective. That's lesson 190. The wrong perspective is the ego's perspective, and it is the meaning that you've made of it. So we can release these barriers to love by simply offering them to the Holy Spirit. It's the fastest path. We don't have to analyze where did they come from, how long have I had it, who gave it to me, where did I get it, when did I get it. We don't even have to think about how to get rid of it. Just give it to the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit and our higher self, they know exactly where it came from and all those questions. And still, it doesn't matter. It's just a filter in the mind that we're looking at life through. We're projecting the light of our awareness through it, so we see it on the screen of our life. So what is the meaning that you have made of love? I remember years ago, 20 years ago, I used to joke in my family that food is love. Because when the family would get together, we've got a lot of cooks in my family, everyone had a desire to cook something special for the family, make really nice meal, really nice dessert, really nice salad, really nice soup, whatever it was, bread, rolls, muffins, cakes, all these different things. And it was always an expression of love. And it really wasn't to get love. It was to share the love. Say, I love you, and I love baking pies. I love baking bread. So I'm going to share my love of baking bread for you, with you. Here's the bread that I'm baking. Now, if you're baking the bread to get love, to get appreciation, to get recognition, if you feel annoyed or frustrated that the bread didn't come out right, or you feel upset that nobody liked the bread, then you know you had attachments and the bread had a different meaning than just being an expression of perfect love. It's specialness. So instead of being dejected and angry and upset to be experiencing that, you can be grateful and thankful that the love of God is what you truly are, and that you now have awareness that this is the block to love in your mind. Isn't that great? I love that. It's so helpful. We're releasing the barriers to love. Remember, it's this Thursday that I have my class, 7 Simple Steps to Interrupt the Patterns of Fear. Definitely will be releasing some blocks to love there. And it's time for me to take a break. I'm Jennifer Hadley. You're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio, where we're living the love, we're walking the talk, and I'll be right back.
Does music open your heart and bring you peace and joy? Experience the sacredness of sound with Ramdesh Kaur as we travel the world of mantra, kundalini yoga, and devotional music. Join us for a journey into spirit, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Spirit Voyage Radio with Ramdesh. only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk, with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. If you have a question or comment about today's program, or if you'd like to join in the discussion, visit us on Facebook at A Course in Miracles Pledge, where you can join with the community of like-minded people who have pledged to live A Course in Miracles every day in every way. Now, back to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
Hello. Yes, I love Facebook. Facebook is a way of connecting. However, I have to say, I really only use it for sharing things that I'm interested in, sharing things that are going on, and just connecting on the pages that I offer and share things on. I don't actually look around at other people's Facebook pages. I'm interested in having less time on the computer so I can have more connection with God. Okay, so I'm Jennifer Hadley, and we're releasing the barriers to love. And we've had a lot of good ones today. So the number one is releasing the meaning that I've made of things. So our purpose is to forgive. So literally, one of the things that we can use to help us forgive is to forget the past, to set the intention to forget the past, to no longer focus on it. I used to bring up things from the past all the time in my mind. I was regurgitating the past, thinking about the future all day long. I hardly spent any time in the present moment. So that's been a huge change in my life. It's much easier to recognize the barriers to love when you're focused in the present moment. One of the things I did was I said to the Holy Spirit, please take from my mind any memories that I no longer need. So any painful memories that I can't use for teaching, that are therefore no longer painful for me, please take them out of my mind so I never think them again. Just not interested in them anymore. And people will ask me questions. I literally cannot remember. I have no memory. And that's fine with me. I feel no loss at not being able to remember the painful past. Because the past that I was carrying around in my mind was really just the meaning or the interpretation that I made from it. Now, when I do remember things from the past, there are teaching learning tools for me that I can share with others. And that is a joy. So no matter how painful the experience was in the past, no matter how excruciating, no matter how hellish it felt to me in the past, now it feels joyful to be able to share what I learned from it. How cool is that? Wouldn't you like to be able to take every single one of the painful memories of the past and do exactly the same thing? Have them completely removed from your mind so you never think them again, or to feel joyful about sharing them because there's no pain associated with them anymore? I think that's so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we can forget the past. And what we're really interested in doing, of course, is forgetting the meaning that we've made of it. And by forgetting, I don't mean tucking it away in the memory banks. I mean releasing it for healing. So literally, our purpose is to forgive in order to forget. Yes. And when I think about our purpose, I think of how many times people have asked me to help them find their purpose, and they were looking for the purpose to be something that they made or did in this world. So for me, I'm a science of mind trained practitioner and minister from the Agape community in Los Angeles. I've been a part of that community for 21 years. And in fact, I had a dream about Michael Beckwith last night. We were fishing. Yeah, that's funny. Yep, fishing along the riverbank, laughing and telling stories. Sweet. So I'm a trained science of mind practitioner and minister, and I'm a Course in Miracles teacher by virtue of the fact that I'm a Course in Miracles student who loves to share. That's what makes me a teacher. And I am the founder of the Power of Love Ministry, which is the producer of this show, along with the Unity Online Radio Network. So these are some of the things that I do in the world, but they are not my purpose. My purpose is to be truly helpful. And the greatest thing that I can do to be truly helpful is to forgive. That's it right there. There's the truly helpful prayer, page 28. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. So God is love. So I am here to represent love to myself and to share it with my brothers and sisters. So we know where the barriers to love are. It's just whether or not we're going to actually make them a priority for our healing. We think it can be so hard to give up that resentment. We think it can be so hard to no longer feel guilty or ashamed for what we did. We think it's so hard to feel lovable when we're so fat or so ugly or so stupid or we've made so many mistakes. These are all opinions and judgments, and they only have the power that we give them by shining the light of our awareness into them. They only become something to work with in this world when we invest our belief in them. You could imagine that all these opinions and judgments are like empty flat balloons just laying there. And they don't become something animated until we invest in them, until we blow them up with our attention. So there's one error that we make again and again and again, and that's we're choosing something other than love to put our attention on, to put our interest in, to invest our awareness in. And we literally make thousands of choices every day that reinvest in the barriers to love. Now, just think of it. If you decided to do as I'm suggesting, which is to write down the barriers to love and give them to the Holy Spirit for healing, they will be gone. You'll be amazed at how much you can clear out in just a couple of months. Never mind a couple of years. Be shocked what you can do in a couple of years. So this is what I learned doing this work, is that it's so much easier than I thought it was. I just wasn't really willing. So it's that little willingness that makes all the difference in the world. And if you'd like my support and assistance with it, remember I've got this Interrupt the Patterns of Fear, 7 Simple Steps class coming your way this week. I've got my Finding Fee Freedom Boot Camp. We're starting up again. You can join us. It's so great. I've got my weekly Sacred Circle membership where you can ask me anything. And then every January, we start again my year-long Masterful Living class. So if you'd like to do this work with me specifically and the community that I support of like-minded souls who we're all doing the work together, come join me. You don't need me. Of course you don't need me. And if it feels right for you, I know that you'll know it, that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you so you can trust that. Let's take that breath of love and gratitude and place our hand on our heart once again and be so grateful and so thankful for the love of God, which is all that we are and all that there is. Let us be so grateful and so thankful that we do not have to seek for love. And so we're making a holy offering of the barriers to love, knowing that we are choosing freedom, we're choosing heaven today. In grace and gratitude, we share the benefits with all beings because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 God bless you. I love you. Have a great week.